From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
This is the Dugout Podcast, talking Yankees baseball, Major League Baseball. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. The New York Yankees got a couple of games in Chicago on the south side, Windy City versus the White Sox, and then home versus the Texas Rangers this week. But we definitely got to discuss this five-game losing streak. Before I even get into all that, let me say this real quick. Upcoming episodes, you can go to our website on BleedBlueShow.com, hit the schedule tag. We got the Rangers episode this week on Tuesday. You got the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum on Wednesday. And then, of course, immediately after the Browns-Giants preseason game, we'll discuss what we saw in the game in preseason game number one on the Big Blue Roundtable Frontliners podcast here on the Bleed Blue Show. But the Yankees are in the midst of a five-game losing streak. They lost. They got swept in Boston. Even before that, they lost that one game, the last game, the rubber, versus the Baltimore Orioles. So five-game losing streak. All is not too bad. I will say it like this. The Yankees just controlled their own destiny. They still have they're in the driver's seat. And when they get guys back from injury, a couple of guys back from injury from the starting pitching, your everyday players, they will be fine. What we have learned over the weekend versus the Boston Red Sox is the Red Sox, depending on the series, that sometimes they'll come in hot, sometimes they'll come in cold, sometimes with the Yankees they'll come in hot, come in cold. Just this past series, the Red Sox were the better team this past series. Not to say they're the better team, but they're 8-9 games better than the Yankees up to this point in the standings. So the Red Sox got the best of the Yankees this time around, just like they did the first time around in Fenway back in April. What I've noticed is the Red Sox have the better starting pitching top to bottom this season than the Yankees have. The Yankees have decent starting pitching. It's not great starting pitching. It's not bad. It's just decent. The addition of J.A. Happ was supposed to close the gap. The addition of Lynn from Minnesota was supposed to close the gap, so we got to see more of those guys. I know J.A. Happ has been in a little bit of illness with the hand, foot, mouth disease, contracting that with the school kids. So when you get him back, I think they should be fine a little bit. The Yankees played a lot of non-fundamental baseball in Fenway, and you see throwing errors. We go back to the game last night in the ninth inning, Miguel Andujar with the throwing error tying up the game. The Yankees should at least win the game on Sunday. I will give the Red Sox the Thursday game, Friday and Saturday game. The starting pitching was excellent. And what was scary about that we did not even get to see Chris Sale in those games. So I know the Red Sox fans must be high right now. They must be on a cloud right now as far as they're on a record pace of winning games. But that's not just the starting pitching. I mean, Porcello has always kind of had the best of the Yankees. David Price. Pitched actually pretty well Sunday Night Baseball as well. But getting something out of Nathan Eovaldi on Saturday as well, I mean, just another addition of a decent arm, a guy who probably could get you 5 to 6 innings. He pitched very, very well versus the depleted Yankees batting lineup. And the Yankees are a team that don't hit for average. I have said this many a times. You see me put that on Twitter. You see me put that on other social media platforms, even on this podcast many a times. When the Yankees are hitting a million home runs, they're a very, very, very dangerous team, or a good team or fun team to watch. But they will be more dangerous if they hit for average. That is what the Red Sox bring to the table. The Red Sox are a team that hits for average. I mean, nobody on the Yankees are hitting over 300 this season. And that's an issue. And you're not getting that anywhere in your lineup. The Yankees are usually home run or bust. And a prime example of the Red Sox coming back in the way manufacturing runs, not doing it with the long ball, although they hit a whole bunch of home runs in this series, they did it with manufacturing runs, especially in the ninth inning when they got the three. When the Yankees were up 4-1, Chapman going up against Chapman, They did it all with one out, too, because you saw the strikeout on Brocco. They got him out. Then Chapman loses control. He walks Sandy Leon, and they move Betts. And then they ended up getting Ben Tenandy on the strikeout, but then Pierce walks. So you're getting this is not the first time where Chapman since the All-Star break. We can go back to the game versus the Mets with the 14 straight balls or whatever it was. He's losing a little bit of control and then losing a little patience with the Yankee fan base, man. But they're getting the hit in the Yankees and not, man, because, I mean, they got Mookie Betts, they got Ben Tiendi, they got J.D. Martinez, all of those guys clearly hitting well over 300 this season. I can't find one Yankee hitting over 300. Matter of fact, they got four guys hitting over 300. If you want to add Pierce, who had a monster series, all the home runs he had. So they're getting a quality at-bats, quality hitting, quality balance all through their lineup. And the Yankees, they don't have that, man. I mean, you lead off the game with Aaron Hicks or you lead off the game with Brett Gardner. Those guys are 250 type of hitters. They're having an okay – Aaron Hicks standards, this is a pretty okay season, but Mookie Betts, compared to that and what they're bringing to the table, is not even close as far as on-base percentage and getting the ball in the play without driving out outs, man. So let's talk, man. We're going to do a quick episode right before the start of the White Sox game. I bring back on Jimmy. Jimmy's going to co-pilot this thing with us here on the Dugout episode of the Boston Massacre. Yankees on a five-game losing streak. But, Jimmy, what's going on? How's everything, man? 1 week later, how's everything, man?
Oh man, everything is great. I'm just surprised that we couldn't beat Boston. I mean, I really thought the way we were hitting the last couple games that we were going to take that into Boston, but the truth of the matter is we lost the series because we couldn't hit. You know, you're not gonna win games if you can't hit.
That's very true. But I mean, it was even just the Boston series. Remember, we lost the last game versus Baltimore when Sonny Gray was on the mound. And how do you think about that?
Yeah, that tells you the problem right there. Is that again, it wasn't because of Sonny. Again, like, it was just because, again, we couldn't manufacture. The key is when you can't manufacture runs. I don't care who you're playing. You could be playing the Padres. It doesn't matter. If you can't score, you're not gonna win.
That is true. That is the Yankees' issue. I mean, I saw that a little bit in the series versus the Royals. Even though they won that Thursday game, they had to rain out Friday. They lost the Saturday game because the Yankees' also issue is they'll hit the home runs. They'll hit home runs. You got Judge in the lineup and Stanton. You got everybody's healthy. They'll hit with pop. The Yankees are the type of team. You saw it on the Thursday game versus the Red Sox. They went up 3-0 off of a Didi Gregorius 3-run home run. So they get a lot of their runs off the long ball. They get a lot of it off home runs. But outside of that, I mean, we've seen so many times, even in the last month, Yankees get guys on base and they can never get them home. You saw that even a little bit in the ninth inning this past Sunday's game, man, when you could have just manufactured another run. Yankees, in my opinion, Jimmy, they have an issue manufacturing runs. It's like key hits. Sometimes they get them, but a lot of times it seems like they leave too many men on base, especially with runners in scoring position. It's like this team is home run or bust. But that's not the least of their issues. I mean, from what I saw, it seemed like they played nervous in Fenway. I mean, so many errors. The CeCe Sabathia game, when he overthrew the first baseman, just stupid stuff. Andujar's error at third base on Sunday. The field has been bad. The hitting has been non-existent on Friday versus Porcello and Saturday versus Eovaldi. They saw a little bit of hope versus David Price as soon as they got to the Red Sox bullpen on Sunday. But then the pitching let it down with Chapman. I mean, I don't think all is lost, Jimmy. I don't think all is terrible. But what if you had to rank them, what is your top two or three concerns with the Yankees right now?
My first one is manufacturing runs. You know, we gotta get better at doing that. And you know, our second thing is that we have to, when we get a big lead, we gotta learn how to hold on to it. That would be in a matter of pitching. And number three, we just gotta be consistent We just gotta be consistent everywhere. That's the key to winning. You know, we want to beat. If we want to beat the team, you know, the teams that we're trying to catch. You know, like Boston. You know, Boston and even the West team. But we have to. You gotta be consistent. If you're not consistent with what you're doing, it's gonna be really, really difficult to, you know, to win a lot of games.
Do you think the Yankees are going to catch Boston? You really think that? They are 8.5 games or 9, whatever it is right now. You think they want to catch them?
Yeah, we just have to make sure that we're you know, winning. We just gotta make sure we're winning games, man. You know, that's the only way we're gonna catch. That's the only way we're gonna catch them. You know, we can't care about what Boston does.
Oh, that part is true. I definitely agree with that. I will go on a limb and say, I'll bet you $1 the Yankees don't catch Boston. I think the division is over. I just think the way they're hitting right now, they're hitting at a record pace. They're getting quality pitching, and we didn't even hit against Chris Sale this series. You know, that was their best pitcher this season, and we didn't even see him, and they swept us. Doesn't mean it's the end of the world for the Yankees. Even if the Yankees were to make a run, I mean, they could still fall short like 2-3 games and still have like one of the top, you know, maybe a top wild card slot. Do I think they're catching the Boston Red Sox after this series? Absolutely not. I thought winning 3 out of 4 this series in Fenway would have been a start, or even just keeping pace, just splitting two out of four. But even if they would have won Sunday game, I thought it would have been over, but at this point, it's a sweep. They're not catching them. I don't see that happening. But now, if you want to bet me $1, Jeremy, we could do that. Bet me $1. You think the Yankees are going to catch? You want to bet $1 on it?
Nah, I mean, I don't know right now, man. It's all gonna depend on what we do. But if Boston keeps winning games, if Boston keeps gonna be winning games, it's impossible. I think the only thing we can hope for right now.
Right.
Not that I don't want us to catch him. I'm not saying I don't want us to catch him. I would love for us to catch him, but you know, being realistic right now, the only thing we can hope for is that wild card, and that we get our best pitcher out there when that game comes along.
Right.
You know?
You do make a valid point as far as the Yankees need to worry about the Yankees and not the Red Sox at this point. I mean, we will worry about them once we have to play them again in the next couple of series before the end of this season. But the Yankees don't need to be scoreboard watching. I think going forward, and I'm not saying it were, but we need to worry about ourselves. We need to get guys back into the lineup. Aaron Judge needs to get back into this lineup because he's going to be a detrimental part to the batting, because he's really, besides him and what's his name, Andujar and Stanton, I mean, those guys are 280, 290 type of batting average hitters. I mean, like I said, none of these guys are a threat as far as hitting consistent. You've been saying this, the Yankees need to be consistent, but their bats are not consistent as far as hitting for average. To me, if you're a very good hitter, you have to be a very good hitter. To me, Jimmy, you have to be over 300. You got to be batting 300 or better as far as keeping the pressure on the opposing starter pitching, your relief pitching, whether you got bets, you got other guys in the lineup. You gotta keep a consistent bat. And that's what the Red Sox bring to the table, with four guys that can really hit you and pound you. And Pierce showed what he could do over the weekend. Betts has been doing it all year round. Doesn't matter who he's going up against. He's playing at an MVP level, and just as much as J.D. Martinez. So I think the Yankees just need to, I think, just focus on themselves, get right. Severino, matter of fact, what's your thoughts on Severino, by the way? Because I think he's been in a little bit of a slump. I haven't been the biggest Severino fan, but he was off to a hot start. He's the de facto ace of this team. But the last couple of games, pitching, the Mets game, the Royal game, and then the Boston game, Jimmy, I mean, what's your thoughts on Luis Severino? I mean, you talked about it last week as far as your confidence level in him. How you feel about him after what you saw over the weekend?
I'm not worried about Severino. I think he's just in a slump right now, like you said, and he's a pitcher I think is gonna come out of it. You know, we've seen his best stuff, so I think it's only gonna be a matter of time now. you know?
All right. Now, I'm going back to your point, and then we'll bring on somebody. We'll have a discussion before we wrap up. You said, okay, manufacturing runs. What is the Yankees' problem? I think we're all seeing the same thing. What is the Yankees' problem? It seems like they'll get a guy on base, they'll get the leadoff walk, or maybe a base hit or something, get the guy to second, and it seems like we'll get two outs. We'll get a strikeout, a pop-out, or two pop-outs to end the inning after the first out and leaving the guy on second. It seems to me if they can't get the key hit. I mean, you saw that a little bit once they got to the Red Sox bullpen in the seventh, but they don't do it as much or enough as possible. And I won't overreact for one series, but I thought this was an important series to a certain extent as far as division talk. The division talk for me is definitely over. But going forward, you got a couple of teams that are, you know, quote unquote, not as doing well. The White Sox coming up, the Texas Rangers. I'm really surprised that we didn't get two games versus Baltimore at home, especially to what Baltimore went through. We're in the midst of a five-game losing streak, Jimmy. What's your thoughts as far as what you want to see starting against the White Sox down in Chicago?
I want to see us score early and often, first of all, and second of all, I want to see our pitching. I want to see our pitching dominate. I mean, the White Sox are a good team to start with. You know, they're a good team to test us with. So, you know, if we can take this series and take two out of three from the White Sox and take two out of three from Texas, we'll be on the road to good stuff, man.
Okay. So, the White Sox are about 30 games under 500, so I would have considered them a good team. So, you will still be satisfied with two out of three versus them. I actually want the sweep, but you know, you want to win series. You're actually correct at the end of things because the Yankees have done that for the most part this season. They've won series, but some of these teams, they got a sweep, man. I mean, I think they needed the Yankees. To me, they haven't had that long win streak, Jimmy. Like other teams, the Houston Astros had a long win streak this year to really give them some cushion ahead of the AL West. The Boston Red Sox had a double-digit win streak. When are the Yankees going to get their win streak?
Yeah. You know, I'm answering the same question. You know, it seems like we can't get past winning two games. It seems like two games is our limit right now. You know, like we win two games and then we lose three games, and we win two games and we lose three games, and you know, you can only do that pattern for so long before it catches up with you. So,
right. So
the key is, if, you know, we want a chance at the wild card, we got to get on a long, 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 long winning streak. That's the key, man.
Yeah, totally hear that, man. All right, let's see. Who's this at 0634? And then in 0634, talking Yankees baseball.
Hello?
Yes, hello. What? Who's this?
Hey, how you guys doing? This is Chase. First of all, I just want to say that loss yesterday, I think, was absolutely unacceptable. Even trying to salvage a win in that four-game series, leaving Chapman out there to die seemed completely unacceptable. What do you think of the reports that the recent slide has anything to do with Aaron Boone's big, hairy cunt?
Oh, shit. Well, he kind of got off the line. He was kind of trolling. Jimmy, let's focus on the meat of his argument about Aaron Boone relying on Chapman. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, the whole Chapman thing. You know, I was kind of surprised that he blew the game. You know, I really thought that he was going to be good, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to blame this all on Boone. You know, I mean, Boone is doing a great job for his first season. You know, managing a world-class organization like the Yankees. Let's face it, folks. It's not easy. It's not easy to manage any team, let alone the Yankees. So he's doing a great job. We're just on a slump right now, and unfortunately, the slump came against Boston. There's no two ways about it.
Right. You're absolutely correct. I said this, was it spring training, I believe? Right before the start of the season, Jimmy, I said that the Yankees will see a losing streak about 4 to 5 games at one point this year. And I think this is where it's at. It's 162 games. I'm not going to overreact. The Yankees have played very good baseball for the most part of the season. They just happen to go up in the season where the Boston Red Sox are having a historical type of season. I didn't see this out of the Boston Red Sox as far as where they would be at the start of August. But I thought, for the most part, man, the Yankees have played excellent baseball. If this would have been any other year, the Yankees probably be about maybe four or five games ahead of whoever second place may happen to be. But because the Red Sox have been clicking, they've added arms in their starting pitching, and of course their bullpen, their hitting has been a lot more consistent than the Yankees. That's why they're nine games ahead of the Yankees right now. But here, let me say it like this. I will also say that there is a chance where in baseball, you see this a lot in baseball more so, maybe a little bit of football, baseball definitely, Jimmy, where a team could get hot at the right year. Now, the Yankees have not peaked all year. I think we both can agree on that. They have not peaked where they went 10 games, 12 games, 14 game win streaks. Like Houston, Boston, they won their double-digit games. I'm not saying the Yankees are going to catch the rest up, but I think they could get hot going into the postseason and maybe set, let's say, the start of Severino in a wild card game. If they hold on to the one of the wild card spots, hopefully it's the home. They'd be the home team in that. And the only downside of that is that we lose Severino in a wild card game only if we get the win, and then we move on to the next series and whoever the rotation happens to be. Now, what is your thoughts as far as Sonny Gray going into the bullpen? And we're going to bring up Lennon's going to be up in the rotation. What's your thoughts on that, Jimmy?
Yeah. Sonny Gray in the bullpen, I think it's a nice thing to try. I mean, I think he's really fit for the bullpen. You know, it's worth a shot. You know, it doesn't hurt to make our bullpen, you know, better than it already is. You know, and Sonny, I think, can do that.
Right. You want to expand on that? What I like about that is Sonny Gray has had a subpar season. There's been some bright spots, not too many, but a couple of starts where he had a three-game win streak. And he's shown that he could go long innings. What I like about this is he could give you – let's say you go to the bullpen. Let's say Severino or Tanaka, whoever's starting, and gets roughed up in the first two, three innings. I mean, he's a guy who's been pitching, pretty much starting pitching in the last several years. He can give you like four innings out of the middle relief, and he does not put a strain on other guys' arms. I know the mentality is different, you know, starter versus reliever, but him coming out of the bullpen, he's been a starter. He could give you five innings. So, I mean, he would give you five, six innings as a starter on his best day. So out of the bullpen, he could definitely give you three innings, easy. And I think that puts a less strain on the rest of the back end of the bullpen, whether it's Kingley, Robertson, and the chances, whoever, and leading up to Britton and Chapman. I think this is adds to the depth of the bullpen, and I think this plays to the strength of the Yankees. I mean, one of the strengths of the Yankees. I think this is where the Yankees are probably the most dangerous, Jimmy, is their bullpen.
Yeah, we definitely, like I said last week, we have one of the best bullpens in baseball right now. You know, and getting better with all those moves, you know, especially like Zach Britton and, you know, all the other guys that we acquired. I really, really like our bullpen right now. And, you know, Sonny Gray is the kind of guy that, you know, we've seen him on his best day. He's lights out when he's on. So,
when we get J.A. happen, Aaron Judge should be back, probably towards the middle or end of this month with the wrist issue after getting hit in the Kansas City game on that Thursday at the start of that series. Gary Sanchez has the groin issue. I think that's a lingering issue. That's probably going to be something all the rest of the season. If they bring him back, then he needs the DH, without a doubt. He needs to be the DH. But other guys, we saw Chase Adams pitch over the weekend. I wasn't a fan of his start. I'm really disappointed in CC, although he's been a warrior for us for the last 10 plus years. Tanaka, showed, you know, showed some flashes, but he's capable. This is typical Tanaka for you, though. He'll pitch you good five innings, and he'll give up a pivotal a momentum swing type of home run like he did in his last start in Fenway. But that's just who Tanaka is. That's just weird about it. But let me ask you this, man. Anything else you would like to add about the New York Yankees, about the Chicago series? You said win 2 out of 3. You said the Texas Rangers, you want to see them win the series versus them, which would be a four-game series starting Thursday at home. I think they need a minimum. Like, it's no different than any other series. But I think because these teams – They're pretty bad this year. They're 30 games under 500. This is a soft part of the schedule the Yankees need to take advantage of. We still got a makeup game versus the Mets right after that. So the Yankees, after Chicago, if they could get on the road, Jimmy, if they could win the next three, or at least I would hope the next three in Chicago, which is possible. Don't sleep on them. You just got to play some fundamental baseball. They're going to have 11 games in a row at home, but no breaks. There's no day off. So they're going to have the four games versus Texas. Will be the Mets game on Monday, and then they got Tampa Bay and Blue Jays. They got a whole bunch of games at home versus familiar opponents. The Yankees should do – this is, I think this is the part of the schedule. They need to get on the road, man. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, they definitely do need to get on the road. You know, we're playing teams that are not really that good, but, again, you know, you can't overlook anybody in the league because, you know, any team can have a great, you know, great couple games. So, you know, we can't overlook anybody. You know, we have to play good baseball. Like, you know, against the White Sox, against the Rangers, these are all teams that we should be able to win. We're 10, 20 times stronger than these teams. You know, if we can't beat these teams or at least get 2 out of 3 from like each one, you know, then the Yankees are in deep, deep trouble.
Right. All right, man. Thank you very much on your thoughts and your analysis and your opinion on our Yankees. The Yankees, the Dugout Boston Massacred episode is going to be, of course, on our website, BleedBlueShow.com. Check out the schedule tab for upcoming episodes for the rest of the week. We'll be back next Monday as we discuss more Yankees. That will be after the Mets game on Monday as the makeup game. And then they got the long homestand, so we got to take advantage. The Yankees have been a very good home team. So I'm not saying this is the type of part of the game we could make up games, but this is more about the Yankees' benefit, getting on a roll and playing absolute incredible baseball. This is the time where they need to put on some winning streaks, man. So, Jimmy, thank you very much. Joining myself here on the Dugout Podcast, here on the Bleed Blue Show. So outside of that, ladies and gentlemen, shared episodes, iTunes Podcast Republic, tune in and your Stitcher. Sangre Azul, Bleed Blue. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.